This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Pussy willows are for pollinators. I just received my University of Minnesota Extension update, and they talked about this native shrub that provides some of the earliest flowers, which means pollen for our native bees and also honey. The foliage is also host to native butterfly caterpillars. Pussy willows are fast-growing, up to 15 to 20 feet tall, and prefer wet sites, but will tolerate a wide variety of soils. These shrubs are either male or female. They both have flowers, but the males are showier. The female flowers can disperse and move with the wind, similar to cottonwood flowers, which admittedly can be a nuisance. Male flowering plants are usually what's sold in the garden centers. The good thing is, you don't need plants of both sexes to get flowers. Planting one male plant will give you plenty of showy blooms. Pussy willows are vigorous growers. You can cut them back to the ground and you'll get more shoots and more flowers. Cuttings can be woven to make a wattle fence or garden border. I'll have more on my website, gardenbite.com. Salix discolor is the native, but there are also cultivars. Goat willow or French pussy willow, Salix caprea, is native to Europe and Asia and has many cultivars grown for their attractive stem color or shape. I have pictures and more on gardenbite.com, and here's another super cool thing. Cornell University is working extensively on willows for bioenergy. Wood chips made from willows can be dried and pelletized to produce heat and/or electricity and biofuels such as ethanol. They have a low nutrient and nitrogen demand compared to other energy crops. Learn more on gardenbite.com and find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.